Good afternoon, everybody. Me ana te kōrero tātou matua a Huirangi, haere ngā mate, haere ngā mihi, haere ngā kōrero, kia ora tātou katoa. We don't smoke this shit, we sell it. We reserve the right to smoke it to the young, the poor, the black and the stupid. Such are the words of the tobacco industry. Well, today we launch a campaign to rid our country of the bastards who think like this, the companies they work for, and the poison they sell us. Thanks for coming, folks. Getting ready for this event and trying to juggle all the other priorities has been pretty stressful, but getting people together to celebrate a kaupapa like World Smoke Free Day and to plan for a smoke-free Aotearoa makes work easy. I've been an anti-smoking nutter for some 15 years now, but when I became an MP, my focus changed and so did my target. So telling the select committee that we should be banning cigarettes here in Aotearoa was really the logical next step in the campaign to reduce smoking illnesses and deaths. It should be no surprise that my focus is Māori smokers. You all know the stats that accounts for a third of our deaths. Māori women have the highest rate of lung cancer in the world. Blah, 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 blah. I don't need to go on about it, you already know how it works. It's not just about Māori. Tobacco kills 4,500 Kiwis every single year. If there was any other product doing that, it'd be banned tomorrow. And smoking cigarettes is way, way worse than any other drug because every puff is poison and it's legal poison and it's so easy to get. Like the Quit Act says, every cigarette is doing you damage. Those who attended the Aukati Kaipaipa Hui in Turanawawa in April heard me outline a goal to get tobacco out of Aotearoa by the 10th of December 2010, 6 years after bars and restaurants went smoke-free here in Aotearoa. Part of that, I announced that we would be fighting this battle across a broad front. And the reasons why I wanted a broad front is to include as many different groups as possible, to cover every loophole possible, because multi-billion dollar tobacco companies are going to look for every loophole they can find, and to build numbers towards a successful campaign. These campaigns include a petition to Parliament, because signing petitions gives everybody the opportunity to get involved in a kaupapa. A referendum. 52% of us already want tobacco out of Aotearoa. Getting this on the next ballot will force government to make tobacco illegal. A royal commission is a bit scary, but because some of the medical and legal fraternity have suggested a royal commission to highlight the destruction being done by tobacco and to force government to make tobacco illegal, I'm asking them to take that one forward on their own. Now, legal action, we've engaged a lawyer already to prepare a case against the tobacco industry, and preliminary advice suggests that the tobacco industry is already in breach of a number of laws here in Aotearoa. We expect to announce court action within the next few months, and then legislation, the private members bill. And we're working on two fronts here. The first is to amend current legislation to broaden the scope of smoke-free areas in the country. And the second, of course, is a bill to make the production, manufacture and sale of tobacco products illegal anywhere in Aotearoa. We've already got people preparing the groundwork for each campaign, and we intend to launch each campaign separately, but as part of the one big campaign over the next few months. Tobacco companies, watch this space. You know, I've been knocking around the smoke-free community for a few years, bludging tracksuits off Trevor Shaler, giving out water bottles and other stuff to paddlers, and helping the Far North Aukati Kaipaipas lay down some tracks for our radio, which are supposed to help people get off smoking, but are probably scaring them back to it. But it's really only over the last few months that I've realised how big is the sector driven by the non-government organisations who are responsible for the smoke-free initiatives and smoking cessation programs that we have in Aotearoa. Groups like Health Sponsorship Council, Otu Manawa Māori, the Quit Group Te Reo Marama, Aukati Kaipaipa, Auahi Kore, Global Smoke-Free, and a host of other organisations around the country have been working for years to bring our smoking rates down, doing way more work than I have been. I just want to say what a fabulous job you're doing. Māori smoking is down 5%, and teenage smoking is dropping too. So take a moment, folks, give yourselves a pat on the back because you've done a bloody great job up until now. And you know how you can tell it's working? When the kids have got it. That's how. And sort of picking up on Amster talking about Wakaama. A couple of years ago, I was at the Wakaama Nationals, and I saw these kids go up to this guy who was smoking. You know, nobody told them to go up to him, and they went up to him and they said, "Hey, mister, Wakaama is supposed to be smoke-free. You've got to go up over the fence if you want to have a smoke." It was beautiful. You know, this guy, he looks around, he's all embarrassed. He didn't notice that nobody, that people were watching. He puts his smoke out and he said, "Sorry, kids." And the kids just smiled and said, "That's all right. Thanks, mate," and wandered off. It was just beautiful. So the message is getting through, folks. One of the reasons I enjoy Wakaama is because it's smoke-free and it's alcohol-free right up until the last night, Amster, apparently. And I know, too, folks, all of those of you involved in cessation programs, what a shit job you've got trying to get smokers to stop. And how you keep smiling and planning and scheming and wheeling and dealing and doing the business really is a credit to all of you.
That's true.
And Shane Bradwell tells me that you guys are recognised overseas, the New Zealand tobacco control people, as being experts in the field. I already know enough of the people I meet at Kati Kaipapa and other groups that most of you are flax roots as well, which appeals to our people. So people don't mind working with other people as long as they're not wearing white coats and carrying clipboards. So, you know, keep up the down-home touch. That's what makes you special and what makes our campaign the campaign that we need to win this wild title. I know that a lot of you have been really supportive of my kōrero, even though I know some of you thought my ideas were a little bit wacky to start with. I also know that we share a common goal. And I thank you for being here to support the kaupapa. Especially because, well, I'm obviously intelligent like you and therefore a member of the Māori Party. But I also know that most of your government, your programs are government funded. So, you know, this isn't about the Māori Party, although the Māori Party is a smoke-free party. The Māori Party is an intelligent party. The Māori Party is a ghost of hate. Shane Bradbrook said the other day, he says, "Shit, you know this isn't about Pōne Haruere and the Māori Party. If Rodney Hyde was pushing this, we'd support it." Wouldn't we? So yeah, folks, this is way bigger than being about Pōne Haruere and his battle plan. This is about us. This is about our whānau. This is about Aotearoa. And this is about us having the courage to throw out the murderers and take back our future. Me mihi au ki a koutou ngā kaimahi roto i tēnei kaupapa. Ki oku mātu, oku kuia, tautoko kaha nei i tēnei whakaro ki a pēpsta. Ki anō hoki e piti. O wāunei kōrero runga i te paupakāta. E tikarana te kōrero, e kaupapa tēnei mo te whānau. Kia kaha kātou, kia ora tātou katoa.